Erev Shabbos Nachmu, Shabbos Parshas Veschanan. I'm actually not at home, I'm on the road, but I'm going to try to give some Divrei Chizuk to myself and to all of us. I cannot believe, not that I can't believe, but we're still here weeks into this situation, and I was quite skeptical about the ceasefire. Ceasefire, no ceasefire, L'maisa, Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of a tremendous sakana, especially in Eretz Yisrael. We need Rachmei Shemaim, and we need each and every one of us to mamash wake up. I felt it on Tisha B'Av, you know, everybody, Tisha B'Av, because it was during the ceasefire, people weren't as, I think, intense or dominant, as intense as I would have imagined, and myself included. And I've been saying these shmuzin for myself, and still, we just don't get it. What's it going to take to wake us up? Each and every one of us has to work on our Ben Al Makom, Ben Al Chavero, on all the different ideas we've spoken about. And I saw the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation video this past week, Lashon Hara, certainly, and Ben Al Chavero, and being nice to people, and Libra Torah, and davening. We need Mamash Rachav Shemayim. So I saw a beautiful idea in a sefer that I love, Umatoko Or from Rav Shlomo Levenstein. And he speaks about the mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim that we read about in this week's parash in Aseres HaDibros. And he quotes that Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz Zatzal used to tell two things to bar mitzvah boys. The first thing was to distance yourself from bad friends and to connect yourself and associate yourself with good friends as much as possible. And number two, to strengthen yourself in the Kibud Av Aim. And he explained that, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, that when a person has Hakaras HaTov and Kibud Av Aim for his parents, then he's led to ultimately serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu on a higher level as well. And I'm going to quote to you the Sefer HaChinuch. Shor Shemitzizu Shoroi Lo Adam Shiyakir Yigmo Chesed L'Mish Asa Imo Tova. It teaches us that you have to recognize and give thanks to those that do kindness to you. Lo Yen Novel U'misnaker U'kofu U'tova. Don't be abomination. Don't reject the goodness that's bestowed upon you. Shizomi the raw mu'usa. V'tachlis v'nei Elokim Anoshim. It's a disgusting thing. V'shiyitin elu'u. El libo ki av ve'aim he sivas hayosu ba'olam. A person has to know that his father and mother are the reason why he's in this world. As I often say, there's no such thing as a self-made man. You should do everything you can for your parents, because without them you're not here. And all the different, besides the fact that you wouldn't be here without them, all the many things that they've done for you since you're young. When you really inculcate and integrate and internalize that message about realizing that without your parents you couldn't be here, you also come to recognize and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the reason why every human being existed since Adam HaRishon. And he allowed you to breathe in this world and to grow and so on. But as about nefesh yadas maskelas, and he gave you the soul that knows and discerns. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu is bestowing upon us intellect, we'd be like a mule or a horse. Now you have to realize how careful you have to be about Avodas Hashem. And he brings down a number of stories to bring out this point. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, tells us that Rav Yosef Ki Avishama called Kari Deimet, when he heard the voice of his mother's footsteps, he would say, "Omar Ikum Mekami Shchina Daasi, I'm going to stand up before the Shchina that's coming." What? What is his mother coming have to do with the Shchina? So according to what we're saying, based on the Sefer HaChinuch, that when you honor your mother, when you honor your father, that's a demus, it's an example, a symbol of the Shchina Kedusha. Why? Because the more we recognize where we come from, in terms of biologically, from our parents, the more we realize how much Hakaras HaTov we need to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Borei Olam. Furthermore, there's a Rav Ben Zion Sne, who apparently was from Eretz Yisrael, but he lived in Muncie, and he said a shmuz, he said a shir once in his shul, and he quoted the pasuk that we say every day, Harachev Picha V'Amalehu, expand and widen your mouth, V'Amalehu, and I will fill it up. So what's the pshat? Has a person widen his mouth? And he explained it through a smile. When a person smiles, what's happening is the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling to every Jew, why are you so sad? Why are you so sad? What are you upset about? What are you missing in your life? And when you start to smile and you realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for everything I do have. Not what I don't have, but everything I do have. So what happens is, V'amaleyu. If you go ahead and you have Simcha Salev, and we'll read in a few weeks, in the Tokucha, Tachas Hashem Lo'avarata, Hashem El-Kach, Simcha V'tu'lev, V'rov Kol, Hachev Pich, I'm smiling. Then, V'amaleyu. And Rav Sneck continued, and he explained that so many people in the Baruch of Shema, Shomayat Tefillah, what do? They think about all the things that they're lacking, all the things that they're lacking. As if to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't given me anything. That's why the Baruch of Shomea Tefillah is towards the end, after we thanked Hashem for everything He's given us. Then, we ask for personal things. Just to say over that board correctly, I just looked it over, I pressed pause, I have to admit, that it's inappropriate to actually to ask without thanking, as it says by Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says, "Katoti mikol chasod mikol chasodim mikol emes." Asher asisi es avducha ki makli avarti es yarden va'ato ha'yisi l'shnei machnos. Then afterwards, then after he thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, katoti mikol chasodim. Then he says, "Hatzlinu nom yad alchem yad esof." After he thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he asked. And a person, when he comes to Shema Kolenu, of course we know the modem is afterwards, but the idea is that we shouldn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need X, Y, and Z. Ke'ilu, he didn't give us anything. And this Rav Sneh spoke about how he once had a problem with his ears, and a very severe problem with his ears, and the doctors thought that he wasn't going to be successful, that they weren't going to be able to save his ear. But he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for everything that works in my body. And then, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help my ears out. And after a certain time period, he came to the doctor, a non-Jewish doctor, and he told him, and the non-Jewish doctor told this Rav Sneh, God loves you. Because he changed the metzias, he changed the natural makeup of what your illness was. And this was his Eitzah. The Eitzah, this comes from the idea of the Kibbutz Ava'im, the idea we need to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything he has given us. And then, we have a tremendous, more powerful Koach HaTefillah. A few weeks after Rav Sneh gave this drasha about Harchev Picha V'Amaleihu, and ideally we need to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything He gives us, and then ask, a person came to him and he told him that he has 9 children, 7 of them he married off, and 2 of them were not married off. One was 26, one was 24, and he's having difficulty. And after he heard this drasha, he started davening and saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you so much for allowing me to marry off and 7 children have already married off. And please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me to marry off the 2 more. And within 3 weeks, both of them became engaged. You see, and I actually once heard somebody, I was once at a kiddush, and a person said, we say in the Modim D'Rabbanon, we say, Cain, after we say Modim Hashem, Modim Darabonah, Modim Anach Losh, Atahu Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei V'Sinu V'Elokei Kovasar, Yotirin Yotir Reishis, Brochus V'Hodos, Shimcha HaGodah V'HaKadosh, Al Shechi Yisonu V'Kiyam Tonu, You give us life, You sustained us. Then we say, Kain T'chayinu V'Kameinu, please, and give us more life, and more sustenance, and Tehasov Gal Yoseinu, and gather us, L'chatzis Kodshecha. This is the Yisod, and I think this is something. We're heading to Shabbos Nachamu. We know the Nechama is there. We started listening to music, but Lamaisa Rabosai, a few hours ago, our enemies said, we don't care. We want you all dead. Each and every one of us. Shuto Kamashmo, when are we going to wake up? We need to mechazik ourselves very, very much. The ceasefire was just a short nisayon to see if we could still daven and act with the fervor that we had weeks before. I want to tell you, when I was in a certain shul and they said they're not saying tilim, I said, are you joking? For 3 days they made this diplomatic agreement. For 3 days we're not going to have any. We need this chosim. We need more tilim. We need it. And I think perhaps this lesson, this kibbutz avim lesson of the sefer achinuch, that the more we realize how we don't. We can't be here without our biological parents, so we need to honor them for the mere fact that we exist, and on top of that, everything they gave us. And we should also come to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Almighty, and who is without Him, since Adam HaRishon, nobody existed without Him. We have to increase our level of hakara and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we can learn from this Rabbi Sneh Shlita, I believe, that when we daven, before we daven for all the many things that we need refuah, and we need parnasa, we need yeshua, and we need all nachas, and so many things we need. But don't forget all the millions and millions and millions of great benevolence that Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us. From the way we, the fact that we can function intellectually, physically, all the things we've been blessed with, and so on and so forth. And then, as Hashem, if we have a proper akara, Kadosh Baruch Hu answer all our tefillos, we should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. Nachmu, 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 Ami. We should all be comforted amongst Avodah Yetzim Yerushalayim. We should know no more tzar. But as Hashem, this time around, not one person, not one soldier, not one citizen in Eretz Yisrael, not one Jew in all the world should be harmed by our enemies. The Kadosh Baruch Hu watch over each and every one of us. And we should see the Gula Shleim of Meher V'Meinu. Have a good Shabbos.